Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue looking at books that were given away by the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, books that were given as Christmas gifts between the years 1981 and 2017. The reason why we wanted to focus on these books is because if the First Presidency felt that these books had some kind of doctrinal value that its members should read, then why shouldn't we read them as well and see what these books contain? Today we are going to be starting a series looking at the book Articles of Faith by James Talmage. Last week we were looking at another book that was produced by James Talmage titled Jesus the Christ. This book, like Jesus the Christ, was commissioned by the First Presidency of the Church for James Talmage to write. In fact, the history behind this book is that in 1891, the First Presidency wanted Talmage to produce a work of theology that would be used in church schools. Talmage decided to use the 13 Articles of Faith found in the back of every triple combination to this day. Joseph Smith in 1842 gave a story about his movement and included in this letter to the editor of the Chicago Democrat, John Wentworth, a list of beliefs. Now, what's interesting about this, Eric, is the Mormons typically don't have a high regard for church creeds. In fact, in the official account of the First Vision, the one that came out in 1838, allegedly, God the Father and Jesus, which one we don't know, but these personages told Joseph Smith that all the churches were wrong and that their creeds were an abomination. The Mormon Church doesn't like to claim that they have any creeds, but if anything fits the definition of a creed, you would think that the Articles of Faith would certainly fit the definition. What is a basic definition of a creed?
Well, it would be a formal statement of religious belief, a confession of faith, a system of belief, principles, or opinions, or a statement of belief on any subject, religious, political, scientific, or other. So I think very clearly, you're right, Bill. I think when you're laying out systematically what you believe, as the Articles of Faith were meant to do, then you're talking about a creed. And there's nothing wrong with it being a creed. I think it's very appropriate that James Talmage wrote a book based on those creeds, but put some flesh on the doctrines that are being taught in Mormonism.
And that's exactly what he does. He uses those 13 brief points, and he writes a whole book explaining each one of those points. There's about 20-some chapters in this book, and there's only 13 articles of faith, but he does tell you when he's discussing a certain article. Today, we want to look at what he has to say regarding Article 8. And why is this important? Because this is the article that puts a lot of doubt on whether or not the Bible should be trusted. But what we found fascinating in reading what Talmage has to say about the Bible, that if you take what he says, I don't think many of us as Christians would have a real problem with what he says. Now, naturally, when it comes to what he considers to be the plain and precious parts that were taken out of the Bible, we would have some disagreement with that, and we're going to talk about that. But for the most part, it sounds like Talmage, and Talmage was a scholar. Talmage was a learned man, and I've often said that many times arguments that we hear by lay members of the church on the streets are not often the arguments that scholars would raise because the scholars know better. They're not going to bring these arguments up because they know that those arguments are not good arguments. So you might run across an ignorant Latter-day Saint, and I don't mean to be pejorative with that term. I'm just saying that it's descriptive of the individual that you may be talking to. They just don't know about these facts. And so they're relating something that they heard, though it is misinformation. It's not necessarily a lie. but it's something they've heard that they've never verified. Now, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have verified it, because they most certainly should verify it. But the fact is, scholars in Mormonism don't tend to use a lot of the same arguments as lay people tend to use on the street. Let's look at exactly what he says in his preface. What does he say in that second paragraph after he says, in April of 1899, the first edition of the author's work, The Articles of Faith, appeared.
The subject matter, as at first presented in print, was virtually the substance of addresses delivered before theology classes of the Church University and at other schools, and each of the main divisions of the book was designated as a lecture. In the present issue, the corresponding caption is chapter.
Would you say, Eric, that this could kind of model what we call a systematic theology? He goes through each point and then he elaborates on the point. And he does, I would say, a pretty good job at explaining what Mormonism teaches based on these 13 points that Joseph Smith gave to the Chicago Democrat editor, John Wentworth. Now, let's look at Article 8, and it starts on page 236. I think it's important to carefully examine what he says, because as I said before, a lot of his criticisms of the Bible, I would say a lot of Bible scholars would probably agree with some of them. They're not secrets, folks. A lot of Bible scholars are quite aware of the so-called glitches in the Bible. They're not so severe as to withdraw any type of trust or faith in the Bible. But some of the things that Talmadge says, I think, would agree with that very point, that there's a lot of good evidence to show that the Bible that we have is something that should be believed. So he starts off chapter 13 with Article 8 that reads, "We believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it is translated correctly."
And perhaps, Bill, that might be the one article that every Latter-day Saint on the street will know. They'll be able to quote that to you. So when you bring up something from the Bible, oftentimes you'll hear that quoted, "We believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it's translated correctly." So let's hear what Talmadge has to say about the Bible. He says, "Our acceptance of the Bible, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints accepts the Holy Bible as the foremost of her standard works. First among the books which have been proclaimed as her written guides in faith and doctrine."
Now, let me stop you there, Eric, because there could be a misunderstanding, perhaps, as to what James Talmadge means when he uses the word foremost. Now, usually when you have a Latter-day Saint tell you what they believe as far as written scripture, they will start with the Bible, which is, of course, the King James Version of the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. Now, it may be foremost in the list, but Eric, would you think that for many Latter-day Saints, the Bible is foremost in importance?
Well, I think most Latter-day Saints are going to use the Book of Mormon as the most important. And that's the book they oftentimes will say that they have read multiple times. But when you ask them if they've read the Bible, many of them have never read it all the way through.
And I think you're right in that, because I have asked many Latter-day Saints over the years if they had a choice between only the Bible as it is today or the Book of Mormon. Which would you choose to have if you can only have one? And I found, in my experience at least, that most of them all wanted the Book of Mormon, not the Bible. This could be why, because they believe that the Bible has this set of flaws, if you will, that make it not as trustworthy as they think the Book of Mormon is possibly trustworthy. Because remember, only the Book of Mormon, according to Mormonism, was translated by the gift and power of God. So it has not only authority, but accuracy that I think many Latter-day Saints would say the Bible does not have.
When you talk about standard works, of course, the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price, and the one with the asterisk is the Bible. So when he says faith and doctrine, well, they do get doctrine from the Bible, but oftentimes they are verses that have been taken out of their context to be able to say what Mormonism teaches.
Yeah, what we would call the proverbial proof text. They'll lift a verse and they'll say, "See, that supports my presupposition. Therefore, that verse must be true." But a lot of the other ones have to be questionable, perhaps.
Talmage goes on page 236 and says, in the respect and sanctity with which the Latter-day Saints regard the Bible, they are of like profession with Christian denominations in general, but differ from them in the additional acknowledgement of certain other scriptures as authentic and holy, which others are in harmony with the Bible, and serve to support and emphasize its facts and doctrines.
Now, let me stop you there, because he makes this assumption that when he says they differ from these other Christian denominations in the additional acknowledgement of certain other scriptures as authentic and holy, and of course that would be the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price that you mentioned, Eric. But when he says which others are in harmony with the Bible, we would argue with that, because I don't think they do harmonize in many areas with the Bible. And that's really the whole controversy here. And this is why we've been around for over 40 years hammering these problems out, because we're looking at what the Bible has to say as compared to the scriptures that are unique to Mormonism. And we don't think they harmonize, at least not harmonizing in the way that Talmage says here on page 236.
He goes on and writes, the historical and other data upon which is based the current Christian faith as to the genuineness of the biblical record are accepted as unreservedly by the Latter-day Saints as by the members of any sect. And in literalness of interpretation, this church probably excels.
In literalness of interpretation. Now, that's where we start getting into some problem areas. How are they interpreting the Bible? Because see, really, Article 8 is talking about the translation of the Bible. And as we're going to be examining, a lot of their own scholars admit that it has more to do with transmission and accuracy of transmission than it does translation. But when he says here that the Latter-day Saints, as by the members of any sect and in literalness of interpretation, this church probably excels, that's the area that needs to be debated. Are they really understanding the interpretation as the author intended? And that's where we would argue, no, they don't. Oftentimes, they read the Bible through the lens of the Latter-day Saint leadership, not through the lens of what the author himself may have intended in the first place. And that's always the general rule if you're going to properly understand anything that is written. You need to ask yourself, what did the author intend when they used these words in the sentence structure that they used? And this is where we find a lot of problem areas when it comes to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because they tend to read into the text, which is what we call eisegesis, and they read into it things that the author ever intended in the first place. And that's how they often draw the conclusions that they draw. Tomorrow we'll continue looking at Articles of Faith and what Talmage had to say in chapter 13, titled The Holy Bible.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Looking for strategies that will help you engage in meaningful conversations with members of the Mormon Church? Well, if so, take a look at Sharing the Good News with Mormons, a new book produced by Harvest House Publishers and edited by Mormonism Research Ministries' Eric Johnson and Sean McDowell. Sharing the Good News with Mormons includes 24 helpful essays from 24 Christian apologists, scholars, and pastors. Pick up your copy at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or order directly from mrm.org.